The Glens Falls Civic Center has been awarded $2 million in state funding to make major improvements to its aging facilities. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul joined officials in Glens Falls this week to announce the $2 million capital improvement grant for the arena at the heart of the small city's entertainment district. Now it's up to stakeholders to determine the best use of the money. Jeff Mead is general manager of the arena, which is in need of some big upgrades.
We need to modernize our arena. We believe video technology is a crucial part for a fan presentation. So that's probably the first project we'll tackle.
A new video scoreboard was also on the top of Brian Petrovic's list. Petrovic is president of the Adirondack Thunder, the East Coast Hockey League team that is the Civic Center's anchor tenant.
$2 million is going to go fast. And I think we are on the same page in terms of priorities, and the video is certainly a big part of it.
Also eyed for the grant, locker room improvements, a new floor covering to sit on top of the ice, and some upgrades to Heritage Hall, an event space beside the ice arena. The money comes off the heels of a $675,000 grant that was used for a number of upgrades, notably new interior lighting and a new marquee out front. Wi-Fi and a new sound system are in the works. All the investments are critical in keeping the space competitive with facilities on a national scale. Again, General Manager Jeff Mead.
We've tackled a lot of projects. Now we're on to phase two of our building upgrades.
State Senator Betty Little, who also secured funding to paint the steel beams in the arena, said providing a positive experience for fans is important to the future of the building.
You know, sporting events and entertainment, it's big business in this state.
Little expressed confidence in the Civic Center Coalition, the group of private business people from the region that took over the building from the city in a lease purchase agreement last year.
They will work that $2 million as best they can and do as much as they can with it.
Ed Bartholomew, president of EDC Warren County and economic development director for Glens Falls, thanked Senator Little, Assemblyman Dan Steck, and Governor Cuomo for assisting. Bartholomew, who served as mayor when the Civic Center was built in 1979, said the improvements will showcase the building in time for next January's ECHL All-Star Game. Reporting from Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.